Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
ESPN Louisville app.
Oh, yes, indeedy. Feed the needy. You know what that means. Cult of Personality is playing in our own Cult of Personality, The Process. Mike Betson joining us.
I am here. In the studio. I don't know where Biscotti's at.
He's taking care of some business. No, like actual
taking
business.
Okay.
No, actual business, not like he's in the John.
He's taking a lap. Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So it's Process, the acrimonious one, joining us in studio.
I am here.
And I also, we're going to talk a little football, and naturally.
What kind of football? Are we talking Scott Satterfield breadline football? Are we talking NFL football?
Yes. And I want to remind everyone that week one may be over, but the season's just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the National Football League. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1. Un dolore. Is that how you say it in Spanish? I'm not sure. Bet $1.
Un dolores.
Un dolores. That's right. I knew it had an S in it. Stupid me. It took Spanish for like, siete años, and I still can't speak it.
7 years.
Thank you. Thank you, Process. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new customers $200 in free bets instantly when they bet at least $1 on any football game. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code WHBE to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code WHB to get your $200 in free bets instantly this week. That's DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. All right, fine print time. Here we go.
Call to action. There we go.
No. Call to action was earlier. And I thought about saying it for S&Gs, but I didn't. But this is the fine print. Ready? Fine print. Time me. Someone time me. Must be 21 or older, Indiana only, new customers only, restrictions apply, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details, gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Boom!
That was like six Mississippis.
What? That had to be hovering around five. Biscuit's back.
Biscuit's
sorry. Guys, turn your mic on.
Mike
sorry.
Is not on.
Sorry about that, mate.
No, I heard y'all talking about seasons. A couple of things. Number one, Spanish. Whenever somebody walks up to me that I don't want to talk to me on the street, I always go, I don't speak English, then I run away. Number two.
But you say that in English.
Yes, that's part of the joke.
I don't speak English.
I want them to feel bad. Because I don't want to talk to them.
This is a mature adult approach, Process.
Just like taking a shotgun to a rat.
Yeah. Hey. Mouse even.
Shotgun to the rat.
All right. What was your next point?
Kill the rat with the gat. Anyway, number two.
You want me to give you a beat? Like you're gonna start freestyling there?
That's what we were thinking about. Anyway, number two. You all were talking about seasons. I find fall to be very bittersweet. I get football. I get weather where I can wear long sleeves but not a coat. But it's also like the beginning of the end of the year, and that makes me sad because then it makes me think about New Year's, which is the day where I go, what the hell did I do with the last year? And I go, oh, I didn't do anything this year. Again, I didn't jump out of a plane and go skydiving or anything this time. I said I would.
Is that your Mendoza line of a good year?
I don't know.
You define death?
You're a very melancholy person.
I define death. I get handed millions of dollars by some nice merchant on the street who I already probably told I don't speak English to. And then I get a Rolls Royce and I drive into the sunset like Thelma and Louise. Like that's a good year.
Any year that doesn't reach those levels is a bad year. So Process has had 26 bad years.
I was going to say.
25.
Don't age me. I almost said 25.
Don't age me.
26 años. Muy bien.
26. Yeah, 26. You're right.
Boom. Right. By the way, our buddy Ensirian, who I hope he's feeling better,
yes,
says that.
What is he got, like bone marrow or something?
25.
25 is 25.
That's he's 25.
Yeah,
but you said 26. Bainty. You said 26. So
yeah,
I said
he said 25. 26.
Okay, well, okay. I know what 25 right. is. I'm just. All right, so and Syrian sending us that the proper seasonal order: fall, spring, winter, summer. It's so generic.
No, summer's ahead of winter. Winter's terrible.
Oh, winter's great.
I would cold switch. And dark.
Winter's so good.
I don't care.
Winter. I would probably switch. I go winter, fall, spring, summer.
Look, in my
and I like
the only
summer,
thing that like I mean, summer's my number four, but it's when I play the most golf, which is my favorite.
I was gonna
thing
say,
to do.
Yeah, I do. I don't.
So,
I don't hate
it's fine.
Summer.
I just hate the weather. I hate
winter
just being
is the season of my lowest tobacco intake, and I don't care for that.
It's because you don't sit outside.
No, I do. It just hurts me. It's like physically painful for me to sit outside and smoke in like 30-degree weather.
See, we're just different because I like 30 degrees. It doesn't bother me. Yeah, it just doesn't bother me.
I feel like there's things.
Put a hoodie on, sit outside, smoke a cigar.
Nah, it's a dry cold.
Very,
I don't care for it.
Very rarely.
Cold.
It's such a generic poll. I almost kind of want to put it up there. What's your favorite season? But we're at a summer radio.
You
so
know.
Yeah, no, we're hardcore into the Fire Scott Satterfield train. Welcome aboard, everybody. Choo choo.
I feel like very rarely, unless like you're in, like it's raining or you're in like the tundra.
The only rain I like is when it's raining men. That's it.
Well said. I could not have said it better. And the forecast.
Only because I didn't expect it from you. That
was just. I feel like once you get too hot, it's very hard to get hot. Like you can put more clothes on, you can't only take so many clothes off.
That's my line. Yeah. It's been my line for years. There's only so much I can take.
I mean, I wear the same thing every day. I wear this blue undercoat and then I wear this brown over myself.
You should love winter. You wear 17 layers every day.
It's freaking freezing in here.
That was kind of in your in. Right, yeah.
This is enough.
Yeah,
is
enough season talk. Biscotti, how are you doing?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Good. I ate some wings today from Wing Zone. They were fabulous. Yeah. And then I said some things and did some things, and now I'm here.
I made sure to get him a plate so he didn't punch anybody.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no. I wanted to pull like a Les Grossman. Like you're gonna have to call the United Nations on me when I'm done with you, because that's what happens when I don't get food. I basically turn into Les Grossman.
Yeah, you get a little. You get a little.
A little ornery, a little ornery, I become extremely
a little more ornery. Yeah.
Process was, and we'll get your text 437-968 UPS Jobs Text Line V Show Dave Skull the process
yes.
in the booth Nick Valvano on the ones and twos 437-968 UPS Jobs Text Line. I will work your text in here, but I do want to say that Process was being a wing martyr earlier today and was like, no, Nick, you eat all the wings, and I was like, no, you're going to be very sad and hurt somebody. And so, what wings did you get, by the way? What flavors? I don't know. I just started grabbing them. So people, well,
what is it? The Parmesan garlic and my jam, my go to.
That was pretty good.
That's the best one. Whenever they bring in the Parmesan garlic, I'm very excited. To the person that's wondering if I've ever had a significant other, no, and I like it that way. I'm very satisfied for that to be my life. You know, I'm a good as a one. I'm very good as a one. I've never had a friend with a positive relationship. So shout out to that guy.
You've never. Oh wow, you've never had a friend with a positive relationship.
Now, every friend I've had has had negative relationships, very manipulative, very, very acrimonious. So they've never turned out well. So, you know.
Did you just take a shot at me and Jeanette?
I'm a good one.
This
I'm always
guy,
a good
this
one.
This guy, the balls. Oh. The balls on him. Jeez.
Also, if that determines your happiness, you've got other issues, my man. Anyway, let's continue.
All right, 437-968 UPS Jobs text line. Chocolate chip and pumpkin muffins. You will not believe how good they are.
Really?
Is Process.
Yes, I've. That is what I was referring to earlier. Pumpkin bread and pumpkin muffins with chocolate chips. He's absolutely right.
Yeah, no, that is pretty good. Why is he called the cult of personality? Because that's...
Because it's, you know, I'm like, you know, a dictator.
Yeah, there you go.
And pretty much.
Is Process a happy person?
Yeah, I'd say so. I don't know. Process, maybe not. Mike, a little more. I'd say Mike's a very relatively happy person.
Yeah. I feel like
you
that's
seem
fair.
Content and comfortable in your life. Most of this is an act.
Yeah. No, I'd say so. Mike and Process are very, very different, I feel.
I've hung out with both of them. I like both of them, but they are like different flavors of wing. One's like Caribbean jerk and the other one's like honey barbecue.
Pretty much, yeah.
Process thinks fall is bittersweet because it is the culmination of his beloved Phillies failing him yet again to play in October baseball.
Yeah. Exactly. The Phillies just have let me down my entire adult life. And a little bit into my my late adolescence. It was a fun time from about, you know, seventh grade to sophomore year of high school. But since then, the Phillies have been very sad.
One more, and then we'll get to some sound from various outlets. Winter brings yoga pants season. Definitely not the worst.
This is a fair point. You know what? That's a very good point, and I appreciate your point. And
that is a good point.
I still disagree that winter is a good season, but if you're going to convert me to agree with your opinion, that's a great place to start.
That is a good point. That. Nick does wear yoga pants every day during the winter.
Man, I'm just saying.
He wears those weird tight pants whenever he possibly can.
I know. Yeah. They're a conversation piece when you can see the outline of his twig.
When you can see the piece. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, I don't want people wasting precious calories.
Hey, look, it's Nick in his conversation piece.
How you doing? Usually anyway. Drops the conversation stops dead in its tracks. Okay. I'm going to flip the coin to you fellas here. You want a little football? You want a little basketball? What do you guys want?
I don't care.
Okay, cool.
hit me with the best shot, buddy.
All right. Well, we talked a little bit. I need to make sure that I got the right version of this clip up. Okay. Give me 1 second because I'm going to pull this up. But yesterday, LSL, Louisville Sports Live, I was singing their praises earlier. They had a heck of a 10-year anniversary show. Andrea Adelson, Chris Mack. We'll hear sound from both of them. But I do know that you have some fiery takes involving Scott Satterfield. Sorry, the computer's being...
Of course
being,
I do. I don't like the guy. What can I say? I think it's that blunt.
The computer's being a bastard, so give me 1 second, because I have no idea why these clips aren't loading. But Andrea Adelson basically was talking about how even though they are not a Power 5 team, UCF does have some similarities to what... Ole Miss did against.
Yeah, breakneck speed and a great quarterback.
Indeed.
Yeah, I mean that's and look, if Matt Corral and Ole Miss are going to beat you the way they did, I fully expect UCF to maybe not as badly do what Matt Corral did, but Dylan Gabriel's a hell of a quarterback, and I fully expect him to, you know, make
some
noise. I love
listening to you say Matt Corral.
I was about to say.
You every time you say it, it sounds like you're saying Matt Corral.
I am saying Matt Corral. I like saying Matt Corral.
Like you're mispronouncing the word mackerel.
Right, exactly. Well, it's like Kyle Pitts. I can't say Kyle Pitts. I go Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
It's one word.
Mackerel.
Yeah, Mackerel's great. Right. But, yeah, I think Dylan Gabriel's still a hell of a quarterback, and I fully expect the offensive firepower to be coming out, you know, tomorrow. It's just a matter of, is U of L's offense going to feel as stagnant as it did the last two games? Because it felt like the most difficult 30 points ever against EKU.
The biggest difference between what UCF is going to do and what, say, Ole Miss did to Louisville is on the outside. They're going to go a lot more man coverage. So we're going to have a little better of it. What happened in there?
No, I'm just I don't know what I did to this computer, but like I never looked at any porn on it. I never clicked any clickbaity stories. Like, you won't believe what they look like now. I never gambled on it, unless you count Twin Spires when I do
porn,
V stakes.
A little bit of porn.
No.
Yes, Aaron Carter has a face tat. I can tell you now. You don't
you
have
won't
to find
believe
out
what she looks like now.
I've
anyway.
Never done any of that on this computer.
Sorry,
yet it has to be
saying,
an
man.
Absolute.
I shouldn't have
schmuck.
Even asked you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'll give you guys a head nod when I get this GD sound pulled.
Anyway,
on.
So
your mother was a microwave, you bastard.
They're going to man our receivers a lot more on the perimeter than Ole Miss did. Ole Miss basically played a zone and dropped 8. We're going to see what we have with our receiving core. Hopefully they can get open man-to-man. I mean,
yeah.
Hopefully we get a little more opportunities, and hopefully we take a little bit of what they gave us. Because I have a lot to say about the way we're calling games right now. Obviously, I've said it several times in the last
run
year,
to the left.
And several,
run to the right.
Several more times in
pass
the last
the
2 weeks, but even more so than
you
that.
You did say you were going to get into that hour.
I will,
too,
I will, and I'll
Robbie
do that right now.
Kind of, yeah.
I'll do that right now. But sometimes we're not taking what's given to us, too. I mean, like, it, and, you know, let me just go ahead and describe this right now, then. My biggest issue with the play calling is not that it's, I mean, yeah, that it's predictable and that we run on second and long, sure, but it doesn't tell a story.
Yeah.
It doesn't tell a story at all. Like, Satterfield's not setting that defense up for anything.
No.
He's not doing himself any favors. Like, the two runs on first and second down, and all the action going one way, and he's not using misdirection. He's not doing anything to set them up
right
for a big shot. So when we take our big shots down the field, you know what I mean? Like when we see Malik toss the ball 50 yards to a double-covered receiver.
Which he's eyeing the entire time.
Which he's eyeing the entire time, yes. It's almost like we're filling a quota.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't build that shot. We're just like, all right, natives are getting restless. We better knock that, you know, we better check that box and get the deep pass this quarter.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, it's not going to work. It's not open. You know what I mean? And we're not taking what's being given to us. There were several times, and maybe that's on Malik too, but there were several times on Saturday where there were a couple guys open underneath, and we could get 8 to 12 yards, but Malik dropped back and was looking straight at that deep receiver and just tossed it downfield.
Like he reminds me of Will Gardner in that sense. I remember back in the day, Will Gardner used to just like basically have a megaphone at his disposal yelling, "I'm going to pass to Devontae this time," and then people would wonder why he threw so many interceptions.
So it's a combination of Satterfield's not telling a story and building up to that deep shot
right.
to where it would be open, and I feel like Malik's getting antsy. He's like, "Well, I got to toss. I got to take a shot." You know what I mean?
So exactly.
It's a combination between the two of them, and it's just so clumsy and so clunky to me. Like it's not building to anything. There's no beauty to that offense. He's not scheming people open all over the field.
No, it's just a thing. He decides to do it at some point. He's just like, you know what? Today or this play, I'm going to try this. Oh, that didn't work. Okay, well, I'm going to go back to what I like doing anyway. Run left, run right, pass over the middle.
Yeah, like we're not – like get the run two or three slant patterns in a row and get the safety to cheat up and then run a stop and go. You know what I mean? Like there are ways to take advantage of those defenders and let your trends and your tendencies work against them. You know what I'm saying? And let them buy into what they think you're going to do. And it's all
and I really
classic
want,
offensive coordination.
I would really love to see Harrell like actually catch one of these deep passes, because the way they're like, "Oh, he's so fast." And I've said this before, I'm sure on air. He's great. He's really, really fast, but he can't run a route and he can't catch the ball. So he's basically just a warm body out there. If you can't do those two things, go run track. I mean, seriously, like, I would love to see him do something. Like, he reminds me a lot of Torrey Smith. How Torrey Smith was really fast, but never actually caught a pass that was deep. He just kind of was told, "Oh, but when he does catch this ball in the air, it's going to be awesome." Like, I'm still waiting for the build up. Like, "Oh, when Harrell catches this deep ball in the air, it's going to be awesome."
Torrey Smith was better than that.
Oh, he's better than that. But Torrey Smith and Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco always overthrew Torrey Smith, and Torrey Smith couldn't catch the ball anyway. So it was like, "Yeah, but when this deep pass connects, you be ready for that. It's going to be great." That's what Harrell reminds me of. When this deep pass connects, may not be today, maybe not tomorrow, but someday for the rest of your life, it's going to connect.
You better be ready for it.
Exactly.
Ince was sending this through the backdoor text line. Everything Biscuit just said about Satterfield was what I've been saying about, or what I had been saying about Eddie Grant's play.
Yes. Oh, I thought the same. I thought of
for
Ince
sure.
As soon as he did. I mean, I love that Stoops was like, "Oh, Sawyer Smith got hurt? Damn. It means we got to use Lynn Bowden to run every single play now."
Rubbing his hands together.
Oh, man, Sawyer,
I
miss you.
Are you rubbing your nipples? It's like the South Park.
Yeah.
The cable company.
I'm sure he was like, "Oh, man, I'm sorry, Sawyer, you got hurt. But on the bright side, hey, Lynn, you want to play quarterback?"
It's like, who's the person on my roster least likely to throw the ball?
Yeah, exactly.
Lynn Bowden.
And he saved his freaking job. Yeah, so
somewhere,
there you go.
Ahmad Wagner was kicking a puppy. 437-9680 UPS jobs text line. U of L play calls are basically a fork. One play right, one play left, and one up the middle.
Pretty much, yeah. It's very predictable. Satterfield
famously to whatever the short
Satterfield
is.
He's not really a good play caller.
Here's the thing. I've seen him run a competent offense before.
Yeah.
All right. When he came here.
Did it year one?
We started, yeah, but also before that. I mean, at App State.
Yeah,
and
I
realize it's a different level of competition, but when they played, you know, Power 5 teams, it's not like they shrunk. It's he had a history as an established play caller. The outside zone worked. You know, it's just something, there's a disconnect there, and I don't know if it's just that he doesn't trust his personnel.
I wouldn't.
Or what.
And it's his own damn
But
fault.
It's his own personnel, so you call the game. Because you're not going to win by going, you know, gaining 1 yard and then losing two.
The Bobby guys are gone. Like, you need to we need to start sitting there and holding his feet to the fire on the personnel more, because like
plenty of people are.
I feel like it needs to be even ramped up more. The fact that he hasn't recruited a single guy out of the state of Kentucky in 2 years is absolutely ridiculous. It's horrible. I mean, Bobby Petrino can burn all those bridges with kerosene, but here's what you do. You pick up the damn phone and you start building those relationships back, and it doesn't feel like he's built them back if it's been 2 whole years.
You're not wrong. I mean, the two positions that are the biggest indictment, really, we can go three deep, but our number one quarterback with a bullet. I mean,
absolutely.
If you don't, if you're sitting with the same quarterback depth chart, 1 and 2, that you had 2 years ago, you know what I mean? It's a problem. And there's nobody to push Malik.
No.
You know, that's...
No, iron sharpens iron. No offense to Evan Conley.
Not even a little bit. You know, like clearly they haven't even entertained the idea of playing Evan Conley. He's a backup.
Right.
And we have no plan.
Backup,
sure, but we have no plan going forward. There's nobody in the wings developing for next year. So if at some point they decide that, man, we got to check out of this, they don't have somebody to go to and give the reps to, really, as a developmental quarterback for next year. And
or
after
to,
Evan
to
Conley,
keep him
what
honest.
Do we have?
Yeah, or to keep him
don't
honest.
I mean, that's...
I mean, he's going to have to, at some point, it seems like, rely on either a true freshman or a grad transfer or just a transfer in general and hope to God it hits, because there's nobody that's been in the system for a long time at all.
And quarterback is not... Quarterback at a college program is not like point guard where you can...
Right.
You know, keep... Obviously, they both quarterback the offense, but it's different in a basketball system and a quarterback in an offensive system. You need guys that have institutional knowledge, that have been there for a couple of years, ideally. Right. You know, obviously, there's freshmen that come in and they light the world on fire, you know, and there's transfers that have been really successful. But ideally, you are developing quarterbacks, and you've got a guy behind the guy at all times.
Right.
You want to try to sign a quarterback in every class if you can. And every other quarterback that you sign should be somebody who's going to threaten to start.
Right.
You know, and it's a situation where we lost Jordan Travis when he was hired. We lost
T. Webb kind of hurt.
Chuba went. Yeah, Chuba.
Purdy was a big one.
Maybe it was only because
T. Webb hurt because.
Well, maybe I was just buying into the hype of everyone was like, well, we don't need Chuba. We have T. Webb. And everyone was breaking down his accolades and everything like that.
He wasn't a bad looking prospect.
No,
as much as you can tell from whatever, you know, game tape and highlights, but
I mean, they can only go so far. And then you have Luke McCaffrey,
he starting at Rice?
I don't think
that
so,
was a
right?
weird.
I don't
two
think
weeks.
He is, because he didn't have the job. Like, this has been brought
He's
up a
great.
Few times.
I'm a huge fan of what Luke McCaffrey did, because it's just so stupid, and I can appreciate the idiocy of it. Yeah, but Satterfield needs to somehow, you know, work on the quarterback thing, but it might be too little, too late. There might. This,
yeah, he started last week. Do you want to? Do you want to? Do you
yes,
want to
give me the line? Give me the line.
Just guess. Just give me what you think it looked like. They lost 44-7.
Okay, so I'm going to say he threw what, 25-30 passes around there?
19 passes.
He threw 19 passes. I'm sure he completed like what, 8?
9.
Okay. I'm going to say
yards.
He had 120 yards.
86.
Really?
Wow,
and
I'm
going to say one touchdown.
One touchdown. How many picks do you think he had?
4.
3. And he had how many rushes for how many yards?
I'm sure he had 3 rushes for 10 yards.
8 rushes for 3. So that's the quarterback. That was the quarterback that expected to step in at Louisville and start.
No, wait. Who was Rice playing?
Houston, I told you.
Oh, I missed that at the beginning. Sorry.
Yeah, you know who he would have killed? EKU. You know why? Because EKU's not good. It's the same thing.
So he came in late when they played Arkansas in the first game and was 5 of 10 for 75 yards. 4 rushes for 8 yards. And who knows? That might have been garbage time, or who knows?
Hey, even Cooper Manning did insurance, so I guess you're up next, Luke McCaffrey, while your brother goes and lights the world on fire.
I can relate.
You know,
I got a soundbite here.
Sad.
I was originally going to play one about the offensive comparisons and similarities between Ole Miss and UCF. This is from Andre Adelson on the 10-year anniversary of the LSL show last night. But no, you guys are talking about Louisville's offense, and she offered her 2 cents on what she'd like to see the Cardinals do this weekend.
I really do think being aggressive, because UCF defensively, if we're looking at the first game against Boise State, they gave up a bunch of chunk plays, and that's been something that the UCF defense has done over these last couple of years. I know they got a new defensive coordinator in there. Obviously, Gus Malzahn is running the show. But I would be aggressive both offensively and defensively, too, because if you put some pressure on Dylan Gabriel, he's bound to make some mistakes. We've seen that. He threw several interceptions in the opener against Boise, including one that was a pick six right on the goal line. And it's because Boise was really aggressive on defense, got after him, got in his face. And so if Louisville can do that, force some turnovers, force some mistakes, and keep UCF off the field, then I think they're going to put themselves in position to have a chance to win this game. But I do think being more aggressive on offense against UCF is going to be a big key, at least for me.
Do you guys think we're going to see it this weekend?
What, aggressiveness on offense?
Yeah, or is it just
He's going to have the first 15 plays as he does, and he's going to try to be aggressive. He's going to realize it doesn't work, or it might not hit the way he wants it to, and he's going to revert back, because that's what coaches do.
It's the thing. Like, this is what I was talking about earlier. When people are asking, is it going to get better? You know, are you selling the season right now? And I said, look, you never want to sell the season after two games, especially if you don't know really how good Ole Miss is. But if you're asking me honestly, I don't see this getting better just because of the way they're talking. You know, like, it's not about wholesale changes. It's just about tweaking what they do and running the plays that they're already calling better.
Right.
You know, doing better.
It's all about
blocking it slightly better.
When there's no execution to be had.
Right. When I heard Caleb Chandler, I think, say the line, we're a few guys away from breaking a 2-yard play into a 25-yard play. It's like, well, two guys out of five. I mean, holy crap, buddy. Like, that's a lot of guys.
40%.
Right.
And if math serves me well.
If my maths are correct.
I left my abacus at home.
I did appreciate hearing them talk about the failings of the receivers blocking. You know, like, I feel like the blocking's been lacking with the receiving core as well. It's not all on the offensive line, but it's...
No, but the offensive line was one of those things that was touted the entire offseason, saying, oh, it's going to be so much better. And I've talked to plenty of people I know who are Louisville fans. I don't have sources. I'm not that fancy. But people that watch the game, and they're like, I've seen this movie before. I've seen the movie before. The offensive line is going to be better this year, and it's the same damn offensive line.
Well, Dave did a good job.
Who do you think?
Biscuit did a good job talking about why. I mean, Biscuit, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I mean, you know, offensive lines. You're a Cardinal guy. I mean, you basically bought into it, and you said why.
I told you why.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't just coach speak.
Right.
You know, there were reasons to believe there would be improvement. I mean, I won't go down the whole list again, but you know, Trevor Reed stepping up, taking the left tackle spot, Adonis Boone being moved to the inside. Side, like 60 returning starts on the offensive line, Brian Hudson transferring
right.
in, you know, having a legitimate 8 to 9 guys on paper that could play the position. The only caveat there is, you know, the leap we saw Trevor Reed take, we didn't see because it happened in spring ball, and we didn't have
right.
guys on the ground in spring ball this year. But they were touting it, and the praise was effusive. Right. You know, and
Look, here's my problem. Here's my thing with the offensive
line. Go ahead. Finish real quick. With that depth, at the very least, you would expect if guys aren't getting it done, they would have somebody pushing them from behind. You know what I mean? Especially with a guy like Brian Hudson transferring in, with a guy like Adonis Boone being moved to the inside. I expected there to be an upgrade in play on the interior of the offensive line, and I just don't quite see it. And left tackle is still a question mark.
Right.
Trevor Reed hasn't really shown to me. Like, I mean, he might lose his job to a true freshman.
437-968 UPS jobs text line. Dave Skull, Biggest Biscuit, Mike Betson, aka The Process, Nikki V, aka Nikki the Boot, in for Bob Valvano on a Thursday on ESPN 680-1057. Couple texts before we take our bottom of the hour break, which we're late for. Sat calls plays like he wants to be fired, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, the Eddie Grand Satterfield comparisons are,
it's
I
fair.
Think, starting.
Look, I genuinely believe, and I know oh, he's building a house here. And I genuinely believe
that was the dumbest.
He does not want to be here. I don't think he does.
Storyline there. That was the silliest one.
But he's building a house here. Yeah, I mean, you know what you could build with several million dollars? A second house. I mean,
right.
And
he could sell that house.
Yeah. I really believe he doesn't want to be here.
What if it's made of Legos? He's like, see?
Regardless of how I felt about going into the season, and right. I had us at 7-5-8-4, and at the end of the day, I said 8-4. I'll own that. My opinion from the moment he had his South Carolina situation was he wouldn't be here for more than two more years.
Right.
Period.
Right.
Regardless of whether he won his way out of here or he lost his way out of here, he was leaving.
Right.
And I still believe that.
Nothing has
happened to change my opinion on that.
I believe this is it. Yeah. I truly believe this is it.
Well, he can't go the way he's going right now,
right,
and survive another year.
That's what I'm saying. It simply
will not happen.
Do not think after the season, I do not believe by Valentine's Day he will be here. I wholeheartedly believe that.
437-968 yeah. UPS jobs text line. One more before we get to break. I think it's a talent issue, not an effort issue.
Both.
And that's what's really really scary. Well, I mean, I won't even say effort.
I'll say it's a talent and it's a technique issue.
The technique. I mean, Cole Bentley being turned around in that Ole Miss game was egregious. That right there should have told you the entire story of the offensive line for the year, because that right there hurt me physically.
The interior line often looks lost in space in the zone blocking scheme.
Yes.
And that's what I've been hammering on today. So I 100% agree. It's what I talked about last week. It's the fact that we can't effectively run our bread and butter play. So
right.
You either have to change your offense completely, which no coach wants to do or is willing to do in the middle of a season, or figure out how to execute that play. And I mean, which one do you think is more likely to happen?
UPS Jobs Kentucky is now offering up to $21 an hour for part-time package handler positions. Weekly attendance bonus of $50 still in place for those that work the Sunday day shift. Get your tuition paid 100% at the University of Louisville. Make $21 an hour and be eligible for academic bonuses through the Metro College program. Apply today, upsjobsky.com. There was a reason I did that. I just wanted to kind of get us heading to break. And also remind everyone that we'll go down the stretch here and the take with Andy Sweeney will get started at 3. But we do want to hear from you. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. So we're going to take our bottom of the hour break a little late here. Quick one. Dave Skull, Mike Betson, Nick Valvano, and for Bob Valvano. You're listening to ESPN 680 105.7.
Personified, and I will drag you down and sell you out. Run away. I am cold.
All right, welcome back to the V Show. I am the process. That is Dave Skull, a.k.a. Biggest Biscuit. That is Nick playing some odd song from the mid-2000s, it sounds like.
How are you a wrestling fan and not know that?
I don't know what
Chris
song
Jericho's
is.
Entrance song, Judas, by the band Fozzy.
Oh. Well, I didn't know that. Drink it in, man. All right, good. We're going to get taken down from SoundCloud now. Thank you. All right, final however many minutes we have, like 5 minutes, right?
You get exactly 5 minutes on mic one.
I'm very excited for this entire thing.
This is the rope we give you.
Yeah. Hey, I agree
with
that.
Truth be told, it's 4.5.
You're doing great.
We're doing great. So, yeah, we were talking about Scott Satterfield, how he's going to get his ass fired, and how they're going to lose to UCF. Did I cover all the ground?
You make it sound so negative.
I'm sorry.
Be positive. That's what the text line says.
Okay, let's talk about Chris Mack. I love Chris Mack. I love his head. It's bald. He's great.
I love his head.
We did have a ton of sound about. That's amazing. There's no way you're not the star after that one tomorrow.
I love his head. Wow.
All right, Chris Mack is great, and I think what happened to him is egregious and wrong and overstepping, but that's just my personal opinion.
Just for the record, we have
We have a ton of Chris Mack
sounds.
I spent 5 minutes singing the phrases of LSL
instead of playing the actual clips.
Interview, and now we don't have time.
We talked about
wow.
I forget the guy's name in the first segment instead of just playing the clips.
Who's Sidney Curry?
Sidney Curry being chubby.
Yeah, Sidney Curry's got to cut some weight, and I'm like, oh, coming after him. I thought Sidney Curry was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. What the hell is this?
Don't do that.
All right.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
All right. Well, I'm saying
that's unnecessary.
Don't be mean to Sidney Curry.
No, it's not about being mean. It's the whole, like, let's take the opinion of seven people and make it the opinion of the coaching staff and the rest of the fan base.
I don't
think
the coaching staff believes he's the second coming of Christ. I just think there's a shocking amount of people that do. Like, the Sidney Curry hype was ridiculous.
I mean, can't people, like, kind of be excited, though, without it being like he's...
Not really.
Look, I'm happy with the signing, but I wasn't over the top about it. No, I think he's a good piece.
Look, if you
would have
landed the guy from Minnesota whose name already escapes me.
Carr.
Yeah. If you would have gotten Marcus Carr, then I'd be like, okay, that's totally justified. Sidney Curry in the same, like, you know, area, like, because it happened pretty back-to-back. I was like, Marcus Carr's a justified reaction. Sidney Curry
We were waiting on the Marcus Carr news, and Sidney Curry's commitment dropped, which everybody was like, oh, that's odd timing. I was like, is it, though?
No. it's putting the air out of the
writing was on the wall.
Is it
Yeah, it was
no,
very
man,
much
look, obviously there's a portion of the fan base that's over the top about everything. But let's not extrapolate that. There's a whole show that does that already.
I know. The problem is, like, I've been trained to understand that the people that do that are, like the people that interact with the show mostly are the people that overreact generally, I've noticed. Also, I work with sports radio people who overreact to everything for a living. So that's just where that comes from. But, yes, no, what happened to Chris Mack is egregious. Should he have turned in the sound? Of course he should have. Should he have gotten suspended anyway? Probably. Six games is too much,
though. Six games is ridiculous. Like, we're not going to re-litigate that. Punishment.
You told me you weren't going to talk about Dino Biscuit.
I didn't talk about him. I didn't. Process was the one who brought up the whole situation.
Process.
Hey, September 22.
Anyway. So,
any parting shots? I have the Sidney Curry clip, but it's just too long.
Play it in the last 3 minutes.
No, you know, it deserves
can't
time.
Do it.
Go to the podcast center.
Check out the podcast center. As I say, is it one word? Did you see Tom Brady says he wants to play till he's 50 now?
I don't want to hear it.
I disagree.
Retire.
Yeah. I think he's got at least two more good years in him.
I think he's going to keep playing until his arm falls off, so probably never.
Good for him.
Yeah, you know, some guys just have everything. Giselle, millions of dollars.
See, now they're doing commercials together and everything.
Yeah, good for them.
That's nice.
He's got a
friend. He is.
Best
I'm going to be honest with you. Like, he has been my public enemy number one, him and Belichick, for the entirety of my adult life, it seems like, as an NFL fan. But he has become much more likable since he's gone to Tampa.
Yeah, you need to appreciate the greatness of Brady while it's there. All right,
being irresponsible.
Washington or Giants, we're going money line straight up. Biscuit.
Washington.
Nick.
Danny Dimes is good against Washington.
Give me Washington.
Giants.
All right. Shout out Christina Applegate. How much time do I got left?
You got 10 seconds.
All right.
Count.
Rip the dream. Shout out Christina Applegate. I love you, Tom Brady. Take us next, everybody.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.